us, Lord, to empower us, Lord, to give us a place in life. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, Lord, for the leadership of this church, for every worker, for every leader, for every member. Father, Lord, we are grateful. Lord, oh God, we are grateful for life. Lord, we are grateful for our salvation. Father, Lord, we are grateful for our sanity. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we are grateful for our children. Father, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Can we have a seat if we can? Hallelujah. I'm going to bring in a short word to us tonight. But I want us to pay attention. Because understanding of God's word comes with expectation and it comes with reverence. What you don't reverence, you can't gain more from. Even I will put it better this way: if you don't reverence God's word will look like newspaper to you. That's why somebody can read God's word and say, this is just a book, it's an old book. And somebody else will read that same word, and it will be the salvation of their soul. It will bring healing to their children. It will bring money to their pockets. And it will save their relationship. Just God's word. The same word. Why? Somebody have reverence for it. And the other one despised it. Said it's just a stupid book that somebody wrote 2,000, how many years ago? It has no relevance for now. And it's predicting their future. Have you noticed this? Every man that I've seen that despised God's word, I've always seen their end. Things will start just working contrary to them. And I'll be wondering, the person just said something yesterday or last week, and something is working. But thank God we honor God's word. That's why we are here today. And I pray that the Lord will minister to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to reverence my pastor also, the person that gave us this platform to minister, in the person of Pastor Larry Jordan. Thank God for him, and thank God for believing in ministry, and thank God for believing in life for people, and also for everybody that has come. I'm not taking you for granted. You're welcome in Jesus' name. What I'm going to be talking about today is anointed for the destiny journey. We all have destiny over our life. God brought you to this world for a purpose. Some people know it. Some people don't have a clue. But on the judgment day, it's not going to be about how many children you have. It's not going to be how many houses you built. It's not even going to be how many people you have a friend that's on Facebook. How many money you made. It's going to be what I sent you to do. Did you deal with it? Somebody said, God, I didn't find it out. It won't be an excuse. Do you know some people are going to be judged as an evangelist and they were never born again? That was what God called them to do. And they didn't even have a clue. And they are going to stand before God. And God said, you are supposed to be an evangelist. It was supposed to be 100,000 people to your name. How many people did you know? I didn't even know that I'm supposed to be an evangelist. That was what was written concerning you. You are supposed to go to all the nations of the world. I was in London. I got to, what were you doing in London? Judgment Day is coming. And as I said, we are anointed for destiny job. Some people are supposed to be an usher. And they are always arguing with the usher in the church. I don't know. The guy is always pissing me there. Doesn't the guy know that I have children? I don't know. Mr. Julius. I don't know. The man is always speaking of my children. And the person is supposed to be an usher. And you are angry with the usher. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Hope I'm making sense today. I want us to listen. Every man, human being on earth, we are created for an assignment. And that assignment is huge. What did I say? It's huge. Humanly possible, you cannot achieve it. If you try it, you will wear out. Paul said something about the pastor that walked out. In the middle of the service, What do you think happened? Somebody said he got tired.
He lost it. He lost it.
Okay. I can tell you what. You can burn out being a minister of God. If you do it by your strength, Bible says, by strength shall no man what? Prevail. Do you know even to be a parent requires some level of anointing? Sometimes you don't want to kill the child. Say, this guy, I will finish you today. And something will kill him. Relax, bros. Said, you, do you know sometimes you are shouting on them, you don't even know that you are shouting to a 5-year-old. Or someone said, he's 5. Said, yes! Because in you, you are expecting more from that 5 that the 5-year-old cannot deliver. And that's why it's not everybody that can actually literally have a child. That's why I know some people, they looked at you and said, I salute you that you have children. Some people, it's not as though they can't have child, but they decided not to. He said, I can't carry it. He said, children bothering me, it won't happen in my time. But do you know one thing? You have 2 and you're managing it well. You have 3 and you're managing, they should come and take lessons from you. Because there's an anointing over your life to help. Praise the Lord. And also, in the line of destiny journey, because we are talking about new things. Do you know, Pastor has declared this year as a new year? Do you know, the moment he declared it, the open heaven opened over your life for new things. Yeah. And there's an anointing to walk in this year that is strange. How many of you have noticed that this year is running very fast?
Yes.
Did you notice it?
Yes.
And it's fast for you because you are doing something. Somebody in the hospital is long because his leg is hanging up. Somebody that is waiting for a court case is dragging it. And this time, why is this time coming this way? But there's an anointing over your life that opens you up to a greater thing. And I want to put this to you in this way. The Spirit of God is the one that helps the anointing on your life. It's only the Holy Spirit that anoints you. I was talking about that, Pastor. I will tell you something. People will frustrate you. If you are not hiding under the canopy of the Holy Ghost that will help you to empower you. Because if he's not empowering you, it is not for any man to carry any man's burden. Do you know how many burden comes to pastor every now and then? Cases. Sometimes we run on cases. Somebody that wants to do this, somebody that is fighting this person and was about to commit suicide. I'm not talking about this church alone. I'm talking about all over. Somebody, his pastors is dealing with his own issue in his own. You understand? And some people are bringing more. If he's not anointed, he will be out. Or he will get angry. You understand? Or sometimes you expect from somebody and you are angry. And you know what the enemy likes is this? The enemy is trying to push you away from your place of assignment. If you have been in my workers' class and I'm teaching, I always tell them, I say, come, you are going to this class. They are all Christians, but it's not everybody that has his flesh under control. Somebody will step on you. People will do something to you. I say, how would you react? Have you heard this before? I will remove Christianity out of it now. You said it. Why? The person lost an overview of the grace of God. And you know what? It's the strategy of the enemy. You thought it was you. It was the enemy that was trying to undermine that grace over your life. He knew that if you can push you long enough, you are going to respond. And when you are responding, on your way home, you said, and you call yourself a Christian. How many of us have heard it before? Call yourself a Christian. Or somebody have an argument with your husband and wife, and the Spirit, the devil say, and you call yourself a Christian. How could you be having an argument? Why? To undermine that grace upon your life. I pray God will help you in Jesus' name. Amen. And God will also help me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm not only talking to you, I'm talking to us. So that we will be able to walk under that anointing. That anointing, it is for help. What did I call it for? It's to help you. It's to help you in life. Do you know there's anointing for everything?
in this journey
to help you
into your new place. Pastor has been declaring there's an anointing on you, there's a new place coming. Do you know if you don't have the anointing for that new place, you mess it up? Some singles become married. They are good as singles. But the moment they got married, it becomes ridiculous. It's strange. Because there is in the new phase in their life, and there's an anointing that functions in that place. But they are still thinking singles. They are telling the guy, I want to have some all night out with my friends. We have a night out. Normally out. We've been doing it for 2 years. The guy says, really? Guest night out. Where? In this house. And it's wondering. But there's different scope. And do you know one thing? It is important that we know the season of our life and we'll be able to function in the anointing that comes with the faces. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We've been talking about anointing. Anointing. Somebody said, what is anointing? I'll read this scripture to you. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The Bible says, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of what? The anointing. So I define the anointing as the burden removing, yoke destroying, power of God. In a nutshell, anointing is to solve problems. All the problem in your home, you are anointed to solve it. So when you see a problem, you shouldn't be running away. Demand yourself, God anoint me for this time. This problem in my home, I will solve it. If a wife has issues in the home, don't run to friends. Run to God. Run to His word. You are not there to solve that problem. Do you know how many husbands will be happy if they have a bad day at work? And the wife said, don't worry, I can deal with that problem. You go and sleep. By this time tomorrow, if you go to that workplace, everything is solved. And the man went to the work the next day and he started. You think that man will not see you and next salary pay is not blue water? Do you think it's only Pastor that will tell people to go to blue water? The man will personalize it. Let's go. Let's go. Anything you want to buy, this is the card. Why? You are doing what your purpose is. And the same for us, man. It's the same for everybody. Do you know it's the same for choir? Do you know choir can ruin a service?
Yes.
You don't know? I can tell you, they picked the wrong song. The song, wrong song leader. And we didn't know where the person went. We didn't know how we went. And he was singing. And he thought he was doing a good job. And he just ruined the service. Now, they can't minister to the sick. They can't minister to the oppressed. They can't minister to any. Why? The wrong song. It's not in the spirit. You think it's the reason why I stay here. Sometimes I hide people here. Say, stop. I'm not lying. Do you know how many times I've called Minister Yemi? Minister Yemi, go and take the mic. Why? They're about to ruin things. And they didn't know. They were just, there was a day, this all was funny. I called Minister Yemi. I said, Minister Yemi, go and take that mic. And the man said, ah, the lady would look. I said, what's your one with the lady? I said, take the mic. Why would I say that? I'm mindful. The church is not about one person that is singing it. The church is about ministering to the life of the people. If people are not ministered to, where do you think they will go to? A counselor that will take £40 every hour and won't say anything that you say, so what will happen? So after you have a bad time, what will happen? So you come back next week, another £40. And it will have you for 1 year, £40 every week. Nobody has complained before. If he didn't kill you and somebody died, it's none of our business. It's just doing professional service. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, the anointing is the body removing yoke destroyed to solve problems. What did I say the anointing is for? To solve problems. So, you are rightly positioned and you are anointed to solve problems. So, everywhere you are, you are designed to solve problems. If you are in finance, designed to solve problems. If you are choir, designed to solve. If you are in any ministry, when they bring it to you, it's not fear that should come to your mind. I'm anointed for this purpose. God put me into this place. They will give me wisdom and knowledge. And the anointing is not only for pulpit ministry. We've relegated the anointing to only pulpit ministry. Do you know a teacher can be anointed to teach? A public servant can be anointed to do that. And you will do it with all skills. If you are struggling in your place of service, There might be two things. You are not leaning on the anointing, or you are not anointed for that place. So change place. If you need to talk to pastor, I'm struggling here. If you need to talk to workers coordinator, I'm struggling here. If you are struggling, it's either you are not leaning on the anointed one that is helping you, or you are in the wrong place.
I pray God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you know Jesus Christ has to be anointed? How many of us know that Jesus Christ has to be anointed? Haven't you thought? God in flesh, why does he need an anointing? Those are questions I was reading in my mind when I was studying. I said, this is God in flesh. Why does he need an anointing? Do you know why? You know? I will tell you. The reason is this. When Jesus Christ came to this world, he didn't come in the power, in the glory, and in the function of Godhead. He came as man. That's why the Bible says in the book of Philippians, he said, although from the beginning he had the nature of God, Philippians 2:6-7, he said, he had the nature of God, he did not reckon equality with God as a treasure to be tightly grasped. He stripped himself of glory, honor, and the nature, and he became a servant. So he came as a man, yet he needed to be anointed. Why did he go that way? One, so that he's going to win the devil as a man, not as a God. Because if he win as a God, the devil will say, you're a God already. He came as a man and is anointed. So, and also to show us an example of how to win. That when you have the anointing of God on your life, it makes you a superman. It made you to stand way above your equals. Never you compare yourself with your equals. Do you know what? You can be anyways. You are not anointed age. Anointed meat. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Somebody can be younger than you, but because they are anointed for that area of their life, it puts them in different category. Do you know pastor is anointed to end this church? Some of you don't know. He is. And I know. Do you know there are some things I will not naturally dare to touch? But because he's anointed to stand in the office of the pastor, he can just wake up and call me and say, Browley, go to so-so-so please. There's a crisis there. I want you to go there and minister to them. Do you know? Before, I may not feel anything. I may not even feel qualified. I may not feel this. But because he's functioning as the head of the church, and he has dedicated that anointing to me, I rise up in that same anointing, and I will go. Something I don't know anything about, on my way, wisdom will come on how to deal with it. And by the time I finish dealing with it, I will report back to him, Pastor, it is sorted. Sir, it is that. Do you know, for that time, I was acting in full capacity of him. And it's just for that time. And when that time is gone, I step out of the anointing. That was the same anointing that Jesus Christ gave to all the disciples. He said, go out, minister, preach, lay hands on the sick. And they were seeing miracle working. And many of them thought it was them. When they tried it on their own, they failed woefully. I pray we will not fail woefully in Jesus.
Amen.
I pray we will not fail woefully.
Amen.
And I want to say this one thing before I go. Anytime you stand off your leadership, you lose your anointing. What did I say? Anytime you lose submission to leadership, you lose your anointing. I pray we will not lose our anointing.
Amen.
Even if a choir that is singing before anointed, if that evil thought comes to his mind that I've become mighty on my own, I'm the anointed one now, and he stepped outside that anointing, he lose everything. It will not take long. We'll notice that you start misbehaving on the mic. And nobody will know. The song that you thought you've been singing before, that you'll be singing one and everybody will be dancing, they will sing that everybody will be looking at you. You'll not be wondering that, this problem don't come. It is because you stepped away. For this journey, this new thing that is coming, please hold this, you are anointed for your purpose. And make sure you don't step out of it. Stay in it. Reverence it. Any wife that steps out of the anointing of being a wife lose relevance at home. Any child that stepped out of the anointing of being a child lose relevance. I pray God will help us.
Amen.
We are all relevant and we are going to remain relevant all through this year.
Amen.
Let's rise up. One prayer point. And we are going to cry to God that God help me. Lord, this year has been declared a new year for me. A new anointing to stand in my place. Help me to keep my head under the oil. To keep my head in line. To keep my life in line. Lord, that I will not break rank. I will not break the order. Lord, I will finish my life journey well. Oh, at home, in my workplace. The anointing that has been placed over my life. We'll keep working. We'll keep working. We'll keep working. We'll keep working. Effectively in the name of Jesus. Oh, the anointing of God over my life will not dry up. Oh, it will not be contaminated. It is for the journey. Lord, it's for the assignment. I will finish well and I will finish with God.
In the attitude of prayer, let's pray. Let's ask for this anointing of thy neck and thy